Following is the president's speech at North Jackson, Indiana, Friday, October 16th, 1948.
I'm most happy and honored to welcome the president and his party to our community. I'm most happy and honored to welcome you folks here to participate in this momentous occasion. And now I'd like to introduce to you our Democrat candidate for Congress from the 2nd Congressional District, Ted Smith. And now, folks, the man I want to introduce to you needs no introduction, but I am extremely happy to present to you Stark County's most distinguished guest, our good friend and neighbor, the next governor of the state of Indiana, Henry Sicker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, my good neighbors and friends, for this marvelous demonstration to greet the President of the United States and the next President of the United States. I have the very happy privilege this morning of first of all introducing to the President a group of the finest people in all the world, the people of my own hometown, the town in which I was born and reared, and the town that I love above every other spot in the United States. Here, my friends, almost on this very spot, 52 years ago, as a schoolboy at the age of 13, I stood where you're standing here at the foot of this platform to greet one of the greatest commoners and one of the greatest men the United States ever produced, the Honorable William Jennings Bryan. So today, Mr. President, we are in the midst of a people that has made a wilderness blossom like the rose. Here we have fought the elements. Here we have fought the wilderness of the pioneer days and made this one of the most productive regions in all Indiana. The very center, if you please, of the greatest mint, onion, and potato production in the United States. And so, my friends, I have the very happy privilege now of introducing to you the greatest commoner of this age, the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you, Governor. I certainly appreciate very highly that wonderful introduction. I'm most happy to be in the governor's hometown. I know you must be exceedingly proud of the fact that you are the native city of one of Indiana's greatest governors and the next governor of Indiana. I'm also glad to be in the district of Judge Smith. You see, Judge Smith is running against Charlie Halleck, as you all know. Charlie's the floor leader of the Republican Party in the Congress. And Charlie, while I like him personally, and I wouldn't want to injure him personally, politically, I'd like to put him out of business. He faces backwards instead of forward. He's tried his best to turn the clock back ever since he's been in the Congress. And he almost succeeded this time. And I think the best way to keep him from running that clock would be just to leave him at home the next time. I'm very glad to be able to stop here in this town. Judging by the condition of the Indiana countryside I rode through on the way here, the farmers around here must be doing pretty well. The fact is, the whole country is prosperous after 16 years under the Democrats. I want to keep it that way. I'm very anxious to keep it that way. In the past few days, I've been reminding people of the laws passed by Democratic presidents, which are responsible for this prosperity. Today, I want to tell you the other side of the story. I'm going to talk about how the Republicans have been attacking those laws. One example is the Republican attack on soil conservation program, which means so much to the farmers. You people here in Stark County know what the Democratic soil conservation program has meant to your community. 1,847 farms representing 71% of the cropland in Stark County participated in the agricultural conservation program this year. That means that the farms around here will have an abundant and sustained yield. But the Republicans are trying to kill or cripple the conservation program. More than 3 out of every 4 House Republicans and more than 2 out of every 3 Senate Republicans voted against the Soil Conservation Act when the Democrats passed it. In 1948, the Republicans cut the funds for payments to farmers who follow sound conservation programs. Every Democratic member of the Senate voted to restore these cuts, but 9 out of every 10 Republicans voted against the restoration, so the funds were slashed away down. When a Republican introduced a motion that would abandon the present system of soil conservation payments, every Democrat in the Senate voted against that resolution. 9 out of 10 Republicans voted to abandon the system. When the final appropriations for farm funds, which had been cut by the Republicans, were being considered in the House, every Democratic member of the House voted to restore those funds. 9 out of 10 Republicans voted against the restoration, and they were led by Mr. Halleck. This is the record of the two parties which you are to choose between in November. The Republican Party has consistently tried to kill, cripple, or delay a Democratic farm program. But on the 3 key farm votes this year, every Democrat in both houses backed up the program. That proves to you that you can't go wrong by voting a straight Democratic ticket. That shows you which party has the interest of the farmer at heart. Exactly the same differences exist between the two parties on the other issues you're interested in. Housing, education, health, control of high prices, fair labor laws, and all the rest of the forward-looking things for which the Democrats have stood ever since 1932. Now, if you're interested in your own personal welfare, and this is your fight, you must exercise the privilege that gives you the control of the government. That's the privilege to vote. You know, in 1946, 2/3 of the people of the United States didn't vote. And that's the reason we got this backward-looking 80th Congress. Now, on November the 2nd, this time, exercise your rights and let the government remain in control of the people. If you do that, you get up early on Election Day, go to the polls and vote a straight Democratic ticket, and you'll have a Democratic governor, a Democratic congressman from this district. You'll have a president in the White House, and I won't have to go house hunting on the 20th of January. How would you like to meet my family? All right, here's Mrs. Truman. She runs the White House and me. And here's Margaret. Hello, how are you?